Hey everyone, welcome to Smash Trivia. I'm your host, Smash Trivia John. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram by searching Smash Trivia to follow everything happening with me. I'll be the one with a big old green head in the profile picture. So excited to get into this. This is the Gamma Analysis. Basically, in this series, I'm going to review everything Hulk, all the movies, TV shows, and I also do random other geeky films. Occasionally not so geeky ones too, and I also like to mix things up once in a while by not reviewing anything. Hope you enjoy Smash Trivia Presents The Gamma Analysis. I want to ask everyone listening, if they can please do sign for me. Please share the hell of this podcast with all your friends. If you don't, Hulk will be angry. Now that we have all of that important stuff out of the way, let's smash right into this episode. Hello, my Gamma friends! Today, I'm going solo. We're gonna be doing a game night episode. I'm gonna play three different games for the episode. First, I'm gonna try to make you laugh with some Mad Libs. Then, I'll be testing my skills of knowledge with both Wikipedia speedruns and trivia quizzes. Alright, let's get started here with some trivia, or not trivia, the Mad Libs is what I'm starting with first. I'm an idiot. Alright, so, I'm thinking for our first Mad Libs, let's try Henry and the Devious Designers, which I'm taking all of these Mad Libs from the website Mad Takes. Alright, this is a long one. Okay, so we're going to start off with a number, which I'm going to go with, let's see here, I'm going to go with 181. Which is a number that you all should know, as it is the comic issue of the Incredible Hulk series where Wolverine appeared for the first time. Next, we are being asked for a country. I'm gonna say Latveria, the home of Dr. Doom. Now next we have a noun. And for this for the noun, I'm going to take from Potzebi, which is sign that I was suggested aided by Bob the Goon on Twitter. So check them out. I have no idea what that word means, and I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly. Let's see. Next, we have another country, so I'm gonna go with, let's see, what should I go with? Scoobytopia. All right, next we have to have a government position. Okay, White House Janitor. Next, we have a male name. Male name. Well, I would say pretty good one would be going right with the name of the person who inspired my podcast. So, Hulk. An adjective. All right. Which, you guys are gonna have to bear with me. I am a very forgetful person, so I will be looking up a lot of stuff to remember what that actually that kind of word is. I'm pretty sure it's just a describing word. Yes, that's So let's see. What do we want to do for a adjective? Let's do repulsive. An occupation plural. Ooh. Let's go with podcasters. Now, we're next supposed to have another noun, so we're gonna go with whippersnapper, because Matt Stokes on Twitter, who is one of the hosts of the Load-Bearing Beams podcast, wanted me to put that into one of the Mad Libs. Which, check out the Low Bearing Beams podcast. They're a great podcast. Has a lot of fun on there. They talk about films that are low bearing beams to people's childhoods. They also recently did a Howard the Duck review because I asked them to. It's not actually a low bearing beam of my childhood. I only watched it for the first time a few years ago, but I really wasn't thinking when I asked them to do it. I didn't realize they were going to expect that was the film that I watched as a kid. But whatever. Next, we have another adjective. So for this one, let's go for the opposite of repulsive. We're going to go with stunning. We need another plural occupation, so let's go with let's go with game designers. All right, we have another adjective. So for this one, I'm just gonna go with pink. All right, we have a plural noun. For this one, I think I will go with what should I go with for a plural noun? Hulkfist. All right, for another adjective, let's go with lanky.
Now we have a superlative if ending in EST. I'm not quite sure what a superlative is, so we'll be looking it up. Of the highest attainable degree. Okay. Highest quality, or sorry. I like that. So, ending in EST. What can we go with for a superlative? Sorry about that. I accidentally left an alarm on. Alright. Porkiest. Alright. Now for a noun. Alright, let's go with... Green. Now, female name. Let's go with Jen. Or, actually, no. We'll do She-Hulk. We'll do She-Hulk. Since we did Hulk for the male name, we'll do She-Hulk for the female name. Alright, another adjective. Goofy. We have an occupation, so let's go with lawyer for She-Hulk. All right, we have a verb. Let me look up what verb. All right, verb is all right in action. So I'm gonna go with smash. All right, we have two more nouns, so, let's go with elf for one of them, and for the other, we're gonna go with pen. Literally, simply because I have a tab open on my computer that's for the Elfster website, and also I have three pens in front of me on my desk. All right, a verb. All right, we're gonna go with. Let's go with, let's see, blank, and then another adjective. I have two more adjectives, actually. Hulked out, we'll do for one of them. And then for the other one, snazzy. And then we have a plural noun. All right, let's go with superheroes. And finally, we have a piece of literature for our last one. I'm going to go with 50 Shades of Grey. All right, let's go mad. All right, the year is 181, and Latveria's Potrzebi with Scoobytopia is history. In his continued efforts to outdo the White House janitor of Scoobytopia, His Majesty King Hawk the Seventh, wait no, the Eighth, has invited some of the country's most repulsive podcasters to create him a whippersnapper fit for the most stunning of all game designers, himself. Unfortunately, His Majesty's Pink Hulk Fist are turning his once lanky kingdom into Latveria's porkiest green. In an act of desperation, Queen She-Hulk. A little weird that that the queen is She-Hulk and the king is Hulk, but we'll let it slide. I'd for this. Has convinced a goofy Dutch lawyer to smash her husband's beloved country with a much-needed elf. Only three things stand in the way of this happening: the lawyer's easily offended pen, a pair of podcasters, there's who may not be who or what they seem, and the king himself. Flank all this and some hulked out and snazzy superheroes in our 50 Shades of Grey. All right. I think that was a pretty good one. Let's do another. All right. So, Let's try and get something that's that you don't hear often. It's not on the front page of the site. So I'm going to the 10th page of Age of Stories. All right, let's go with. Let's go with the Ten Commandments. All right, we have a verb. So, for this verb, we will go with, smash again, but in parentheses, sexually. All right, and then we need another noun, so let's go with jester. We have an adjective. Let's go with cowardly. A government position. So we did a White House janitor last time. Let's go with, post office executioner. All right. Next, we have a holiday. I'm gonna say Fried Chicken Day. a plural occupation. How about... let's see. Let's use the suggestion from Bob the Goon as an occupation this time. Let's see how that works out. So, Potzebi is plural. And then a verb, a herb, we're going to go with, let's see, wink. And then a type of crime. We're going to use Matt's suggestion of whippersnapper as whippersnapping, which I imagine is something that probably all the old people would think is a crime. All right, and then we have another verb. All right, we're gonna go with TP, as in TPing a house. An adjective of lazily. Now we have two last nouns. So I think we should go with Captain America's ass. And let's go with painting as the last one. All right, let's go mad. The Ten Commandments. 1, you shall not smash any other jester. You shall not make a cowardly image. You shall not take the name of the post office executioner in vain. You shall not break the fried chicken day. You shall not dishonor your potzebbies. You shall not wink. You shall not commit whippersnapping. You shall not TP. You shall not bear lazily witness against thy Captain America's. You shall not covet thy neighbor's painting. All right, I think that was another good one. All right, let's go with another. All right, let's go with something from page 7. Let's see what we can find from page 7. All right. Let's go with Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events. I have no idea how this is going to turn into a Mad Lib, since that's a whole ass book, but let's see what happens. Alright, so first we have a noun. So, let's go with Let's go with Todd. As in the disgusting villain from She-Hulk. Relative plural. Now, I'm not sure whether this means like a family member, or if it means or if there's sign that I'm in English. It's called relative. Meaning. All right. Relative clause connects ideas by using pronouns that relate to something previously mentioned. Okay. Let's get the relative word example. Okay, so there's no really way you can make this funny. So, let's just go with those. Alright, we have another noun. Let's go with Captain Hook from Peter Pan. An adjective. Let's go with unmask. An occupation. Mystery solver. Let's go with a noun. And alright, let's go with toilet. Now, this time I think I will use the words I was given, Evan, as adjectives. And we have two adjectives in a row here. So, I'm going to use whippersnap as the form of it from Matt at Stokes on Twitter. And we're going to use Patrizebi. I don't think there's another word for that word. As the other. No idea how this is gonna work. But let's keep going. We have another noun. Let's go with wall. And let's go with this next word, which is a plural occupation. Let's go with porn stars. An adjective of greasy. And then we have to get a body part. I'm gonna go with cowlick. Which cowlick, like meaning a tuft of hair on the back of your head, which I was always told as a kid that I had one, even though I never believed it. I never believed people, and I still don't to this day believe that. Alright, let's go with... So, we have another noun. Let's go with... Scientist. And we have an adjective here. Murderous. A verb. Let's see. Spread. Noun. Another noun. Let's go with. Gamma. An occupation? We have two more occupations, so let's go with Ninja Turtle. And, Wizard. Let's go mad! After the tragic Todd of those Violet Klaus and Sunny Baudelaire travel from Captain Hook to Captain Hook by an unmasked friend of theirs, Mr. Poe. The orphans stay with mystery solver Montgomery Montgomery and toilet-wise Josephine and Whistle. But the whippersnap one was Count Olaf, a potzebby, and greedy wall. With the help of his porn stars, the greasy man, the hook-cow-licked man, the person of... Undeterminable scientist and the two murderous faced women tries to spread the Baudelaire gamma. To do this, he disguises himself in the form of Ninja Turtle, Stefano, and Wizard, Giulio O'Shem. That one did not go out nearly as well as I'd hoped it might. Alright, let's do one more of these, Mad Libs. Alright, let's go with, let's take something from, the third one. Let's go... with the third page of things. Let's go with Flintstones theme song. Alright. Let's go with so we have a plural noun, so we're gonna do whippersnappers from Matt again. Now for an adjective, let's go with mean for this last one, we might as well just do smash again and then this one for the city. So we are being asked for the name of a city. So I'm gonna call the city instead of the city of Bedrock. It is Potzebe, and from Bob the Goon again. All right. And then we have a noun. Let's go with Thunderbolt. We have a verb. Herb. So I'm dumb. Smash is not an adjective. We're gonna go with monster for the adjective. Verb will be smash. Or monstrous, actually. Alright. And then we have another noun. So let's go with... We're gonna put bedrock back into the song. But with... But... In a different place with the noun. Alright. For our name of person in room, I say, let's just go... Let's go with... Bob... Matty. Combining the names of the two people who gave me some words. Alright, we have another number. So, let's go with... Let's see, let me look up, when was the Flintstones first started? So we're gonna go with 1960. All right, and we have it's asking us for two silly words. So let's go. Let's use the words Matt and at and Bob gave us again. So Whippersnapper and Potzebby as our two silly words. And then noun, let's go with giraffe. Alright. And then for one last adjective. Let's go with... Scruffy. Let's go mad one last time. Flint Whippersnappers, meet the Flint Whippersnappers. They're a modern monstrous family from the town of Potzebby. They're a thunderbolt right out of history. Let's smash with the family down the bedrock through the courtesy of Bob Matty's 1960s feet. When you're with the Flint Whippersnappers, here's a whippersnapper pot to Zebby do, giraffe, a pot to Zebby do, giraffe. You'll have a scruffy old giraffe. Didn't work great, but I think it was decent. Alright, so that's going to be all of our Mad Libs that we're going to do. Let's move on to Wikipedia speedruns. Alright, so I'm going to go with for this, for, This first one, I'm gonna go with Scooby-Doo. And we're gonna go to Hulk. Yeah. All right. Let's do a Wikipedia speed run. So, before I start this, I do want to explain what this is. Basically, I start out on the article of Scooby-Doo, the character Scooby-Doo on Wikipedia, and I have to scroll through that article, clicking different links and trying to in the quickest amount of time possible and the least amount of links possible, will try to get to the character of Hulk in the article of Hulk. So let's get this started. All right. So 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. So we have the character of Scooby-Doo. All right. How can we get to Hulk? I'm thinking. Ooh, there's a comic books section on here. Oh my god, this is gonna be a quick one actually, because from the comic section of Scooby-Doo, we can go to Marvel Comics. It's their page, and very quickly we're already at Hulk. There's Hulk in the first few paragraphs of them. So I was 43 seconds and only 2 links visited. So let's think of something else we can do. Is either harder to get through. Let's go with. I have no idea how we'll do this, but if I can't get it in like 10 minutes, I'm going to stop. But I'm gonna try and use Bob and Matt's words or Mad Libs on this if it's possible. See what happens. It'll be an interesting challenge. I don't know if there's any chance I'll be able to get to it. So I think I'm gonna start off with Whippersnapper and try to get to Potrazebby. I think that will be the easiest way to do it. Alright, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Alright, so damn, this is not giving much information. Oh god. So we have to get to Potrazebby, which is a Polish word that was popularized by issues of Mad Magazine. I do not think we're going to get it. So only thing I can think of for a link to go to from here, let's try Kellogg's Corn Pops. I want to try to see if I can get to Mad Magazine somehow. Let's see. Maybe going from From here, it seems, so we can go to the character Woody Woodpecker. Maybe that could help. Let's see. Let's go to from here, I'm thinking it'll be best to go to Warner Brothers Cartoon Studio. Hoping to go to, I'm hoping to maybe be able to find Cartoon Network from there and get to the Mad TV show, and then go to the Mad and then try and get to the Mad magazine from there and see if there's any way I can get to the Word from there. All right. Let's see. I am not seeing any Cartoon Network on here. This is surprising. This is not giving me a lot here. Let's go to Warner Brothers Animation. Let's see if that takes me somewhere. From Warner Brothers Animation, we can go. I don't think that it was the Hanna-Barbera show. You might be able to get to Cartoon Network, though, from Hanna-Barbera. Yes, Cartoon Network is here. Okay. All right. Let's see if we can find let's see. Kids WB. How the hell is there a Sports Illustrated Kids magazine? That's such a weird thing. I know it's probably actually just a sports magazine, but all I know of it is films sexualizing Sports Illustrated. And I've never actually owned a Sports Illustrated magazine, so the idea of a kid's version of the magazine just feels weird to me. Let's see. We are getting close to that 10-minute mark. Alright. Programs broadcast through Cartoon Network. Let's see. Joint programming. Oh my god. Let's go anthology series maybe. No. Mad. Here we go. We have Mad, the TV series. It's based off of the Mad magazine. Okay. Now, I feel like we're not gonna be able to find it just looking through this. I actually found it! Pot-Giuseppe! I did it! Number of links, 10, 379 seconds, and... Alright, that was fun, let's see. What could I do? Let's try to get to the Stan Lee page. And let's go from... the actor Jackie Chan, who was one of my absolute favorite actors as a kid. I have not seen much of his in a while. Though I did see him in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie last year, but he doesn't seem to do nearly as much American films these days. So I haven't seen a lot of these. But let's do Jackie Chan to Stan Lee. Let's see how hard it is to get to there. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Alright, let's go. Okay. So, from Stan Lee, where do we want to go? I feel like Stan Lee has a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but I'm not sure, so I don't want to go there. Let's see. Let's go to Wesley Snipes, which appears under his acclaimed film sequels and Hollywood breakout section, and go to from Wesley Snipes. Let's go to the character of Blade, and go to Marvel Comics, and Stan Lee. Yeah! 4 links, 81 seconds. Alright. Let's do Feeling Lucky. Let's just let the algorithm pick two pages for me to go with. Let's see what we can do. The Republican Party in the United States to marry Mother of Jesus? That's an interesting one. Part of me feels like it could actually be pretty quick. Part of me feels like probably won't. I'm not sure. Let's see. We're going to go from the Republican Party to evangelical Christians. And then go from the evangelical Christians to, let's go to the Bible. And then go from the Bible. That's it. Let's go to the New Testament. And Let's see. Let's go to Jesus. And parents, Mary. There we go. Those four lengths between them, 82 seconds. Hence, it's doing, let's do, I think, two more. All right. Let's do Feeling Lucky again. Immanuel Kant to the New York Magazine? Okay, this feels... I have no idea who Immanuel Kant is really, so this is gonna be a hard one to find, I think. And also, I've not heard of the New York Magazine. I'll be honest, I don't think there's any way I can figure out how to get to this. So I'm gonna leave this one. I'm gonna try another one. Let's do Feeling Lucky again. All right. Silent Film to the Food and Drug Administration. That I think is doable. Oh, I'm not exactly sure where I'm gonna go from this, but let's see. Let's see. Let's go to, let's try seeing where classical Hollywood takes us. Okay. Generation, no. Then her. Systems. All right. No. Maybe just go theater. This and to do. Now, as I'm going through this, I do want to say this is gonna be an unedited episode, because I went to I do want to show the processes as I'm getting as I'm figuring out with all these games that I'm playing where what I'm gonna do. So from theater, which I believe this is, I'm on theater. I'm gonna go to I'm gonna go from from theater to there's a section talking about the Dionysius, the god of wine and fertility, so I'm gonna go to wine. We're then gonna go from wine to Let's go from wine to... to be honest, I would not be surprised if there actually wasn't a sign for the FDA in here. But I don't know if... classification wine, maybe? But I don't see myself being able to actually find it on here, so... Let's just try and get to a fruit that is in wine, in type of wine. So let's go with grapes. From grapes, let's go. Let's go from grapes to the reference daily intake, like RDI, for U.S. recommendations. Feels, and we got the through here. We get to the Food and Drug Administration. So that was 6 clicks, 282 seconds. And all right, one more our Wikipedia speed run. And all right, we're going from jazz to the state of Arizona. This feels like this could end up being a very quick one. So let's go. All right, right here, at the start, we have the state of Louisiana. So let's go from here to the 50 U.S. states page, and then from here. Let's go to right to Arizona. All right, that was a really quick one. So we're gonna do another. I'm gonna actually try and search for something. I need to try and make it hard. We're gonna go from podcaster or just podcast. Since there's not a podcaster page, to let's go to MCU. Let's go to the MCU from podcast. All right, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Let's go. All right. A podcast is a program. Let's see. Types of podcast. Let's go. Oh, fiction podcast. We are already from fiction podcast. That's going to Marvel Comics. This has got to be a quick one. Alright. From here, we're going to go to... the Disney conglomerate. And... okay, I'm not seeing a direct place to get to it, so I'm just gonna go to one of the Marvel films that says here. We're gonna go to Thor Ragnarok.
And from here, we can go to the MCU. That was, again, really quick. 86 seconds and 3 lengths. I really thought that was going to take a while longer. Let's see what some of their trending. Let's see some of their suggestions ones here. Let's go from horror film to my favorite musical artist is Lucas Graham. All right, let's play horror film to Lucas Graham. This is gonna be a wild one. All right, so from here, let's go to music, the music section. Let's go to to music. That did not take me to music exactly. That took me to horror film score. So let's go directly to music now. All right. Let's see. What can we go from here? I'm guessing a musical artist thing or a genre thing. Music genre. Here, a music genre. Let's see. I'm not gonna go on anything on Wikipedia. I'm just gonna look up what Lucas Graham's genre is actually called. He's a pop band, so all right. We're gonna go to pop music. Like, so from pop music, let's go to 21st century. I feel like it. I feel like it's probably alternative pop, so I'm gonna go there. Subgenres of alternative pop. Let's go for let's go to 2010 to the present, as in 21 Pilots is on here, so this seems about around the right sort of section. All right, and this is not getting me what I want. And this is 2010. This.
Oh, man. This is not me. Where I want. Oh, man. Let's go to maybe indie pop, maybe. Let's try indie pop. It could have been a really bad choice, but let's see. I'm here. Yeah, I think this was a really bad ad choice. Boys, let's try Twee Pop. Probably not gonna get from there. Okay. Freak Pop. No, I don't think. That's, I think I'm gonna have to go. I think I'm gonna have to go back to pop. Century. Alternative is pop. Go. Let's try going to AllMusic, which is an online music database. Let's see. That did not get me much. Let's go to bands, maybe. This is probably not be what I'm able to get. Oh man, Western ensembles. No. F feel like it's... I feel like they are... List of vocal groups. Let's try this. Okay. No. They are not on the... that list. Bass and drum. Let's try boy band. Let's see. 2000s, 2010s. This is gonna be really gonna bother me that I can't find anything to find him. Let's go to the Billboard Award year-end rankings. Go list of number one singles. All right. Let's see. No. None of. Let's go. Just a Billboard award. But hasn't the Billboard Hot 100. Let's see. If we can find anything from here. Let's go to the Pop 100. All right. That did not help us. Let's do the 200s. Let's go with let's go most. Okay, on the chart. Now, I feel like there's a possibility on this page. There's somewhere where it's looking. I don't think I'm going to find it. So, even though there's some, so what I think I'm gonna do This may be considered cheating. I'm going to search in the page for the see if there's is a Lucas. No, there's not. Not a Lucas Graham anywhere on the page. That's annoying. Huh. Let's see. Bubbling under the top. The Hot 100. Alright. This feels like good. Have something. We have Dean Lewis on here, which is a very similar artist. How about bubbling under the... That's not... Okay, let me look up if he's ever collaborated with any other. Lucas Graham collaborations. Let's see. None of these people that he's collaborated with look like people that are probably gonna be on here. How about let's look for the title of one of his songs and see if no, because I saw that title on another page for someone else's song. It might be been way probably too in the with the top say and it would say something like, oh, are you looking for this? All right. Let's. Let's go back to Billboard. Yes, in the. Lucas. All right. Let's go to record chart. Maybe on the This is getting really long me trying to find this in Lucas Graham. Don't worry. I'm only gonna do one trivia quiz after this. As aren't listening to me ramble all day. Let's go Billboard charts. How about Billboard Music Awards? Let's see. Wow, it is absolutely unfortunate that they had P. Diddy hosting in 2022. With everything that's come out that he's done. Let's see. Do. We found it! We found Lucas Graham! There's Lucas Graham on this page. Alright. 30 clicks! 30 links! 1,240 seconds! Oh my god. Alright, that is enough of Wikipedia speedrun. Alright. Let's do some Hulk trivia. Hopefully this trivia quiz is a pretty decent one that has a chance of stumping me. What was the reason for Bruce Banner's transformation into Hulk? That would be a high dose of gamma rays reaction. Submit my answer. That was correct. So, next, let's go. Which Marvel movie did Hulk make his debut? Which I think obviously the answer to this that they're trying to get is the Incredible Hulk, because that is the earliest of the four films that they're asking for. And they showed a picture of the Incredible Hulk movie on here. But that's actually not his movie debut, since his movie debut would have been in the 70s TV shows TV movie follow-ups. But I'll put that as the answer. It's not that, but it's not the answer that it actually is. But let's see. How is Hulk popularly known as? Green-eyed monster, werewolf, or big monster? None of those? I guess I'll say big monster? But none of those. Absolutely none of those. The green-eyed monster is what he's popularly known as. Okay, I guess I got that wrong. This is a ridiculous quiz. Oh my god. The feedback says Hulk is popularly known as the green-eyed monster because of his iconic green skin. Nothing about that, nothing about green skin says is about eyes. Why would he be known by his eyes? They are not his big feature. Oh my god. The original color of Hulk was gray. Hey, is this statement true or false? Yes, this was true. And let's see if okay, good. They consider that correct. All right. In how many Marvel movies has Hulk appeared in till now? Well, alright. Are we counting before the MCU or just the MCU? If it's just the MCU, let's see. He appears in Incredible Hulk, The Avengers, Avengers Age of Ultron, on Thor Ragnarok, Infinity War, and Endgame, which is 6. So, are we also then counting appearances where it's just Banner? Because there are 2 appearances where it's just Banner, those being the post-credit scenes of Iron Man 3 and Shang-Chi. That only brings us up 8. There's no 8th option, so I'm guessing this one actually must include this up previously. So 9 with the Hulk film from 2003. And there's 3. 10, 11, 12. By technicality are 12. Appearances of either Hulk or Banner in films. At least live action films. There are more with animation, but I'm assuming we're only counting live action here. So now it also could be saying 10 by not counting the 2 post credit scenes. It also could be it also could be not counting the TV movies but still counting the post credit scenes and be at 9. They're counting, so they're counting 9. So So I'm assuming they're counting the appearances with post-credit scenes and the 2003 film. This is not a good quiz. All right, we have, what is the name of Bruce Banner's lover? Well, I can only assume they mean Betty Ross, so Elizabeth Ross, though nobody calls her Elizabeth Ross, because they have a picture of Liv Tyler as Betty Ross, but they also have as one of the answers on here Natasha Romanoff, which was his lover for a time in Avengers Age of Ultron. Alright, let's go with this next question. Hulk has resilient and I guess? That's a weird way of putting it, but I guess. And that was correct. What is the profession of the human form of Hulk? This is a scientist, though one of the other ones could also count as being right because he feels very much like what the role he plays in the first Avengers film, which is that answer being a physicist, professor, consultant for S.H.I.E.L.D. but it's obviously is scientist is what? They made the answer physicist professor consultant for S.H.I.E.L.D. say he's not a scientist? This quiz wants to piss me off. Oh my god. This is so annoying. Hulk is immune to all types of diseases and viruses, true or false. I don't know, so I'm gonna say true. Alright. So, I got 60 points out of 100, because I got 6 out of 10 questions right. That feels absolutely wrong. I'm going to try and find another quiz. I know I said that I was only going to do one because it's going to be a long episode, but let's do another. Let's see. Let's see. Quote of. Alright. How much do you know about the Hulk? Easy to hard mode. Alright, this first question says, alright, I know too much about the Hulk that I triggered nerds at Comic-Con, so I'm gonna test you all, ha. And I get to answer, oh, okay, or try me. Oh, this is gonna be a bad quiz as well. Oh my god. Alright, okay. Why is Hulk green? This is another quiz that is gonna piss me off. Three of these answers are correct. Gamma radiation, printer problems. Printer problems being the actual real life reason why he's green, and saving someone resulting in that. I guess I'm gonna say printer problems. It doesn't tell me whether I was correct in that. Great! Let's see this next one. Why is Hulk angry? He was vengeful about what happened to him. He was mad that his girl was stolen. He's a form of Bruce Banner's anger. He has a deep hatred on Bruce and takes it out of the world. I'm guessing they're gonna go for, or he's a form of Bruce Banner's anger. I'm not sure though. Who are Hulk's enemies? And the answers are either Abomination, Thor, the Leader, Red Hulk, Sergeant Ross, or all of them. Well, most of them are. Thor's not. I guess I'm going to choose all of them, because most of these are. Who is She-Hulk, and what is her relation to the Hulk? At least this one is one that there can't be can't get wrong because of some weirdness with the test. It is Jennifer Walters, Hulk's cousin. What are Hulk's abilities? Either superhuman and strength, superhuman and stamina, regeneration, healing factor, superhuman speed, superhuman durability, or all of the above. I'll say all of the above. How old is Banner? I don't think there's a confirmed age. Can Hulk lift Thor's hammer? No, I don't believe so. Who is stronger, Hulk or Thor? The answer is Hulk. Because Thor isn't actually like super strong on, and that's not why he can have his hammer. Or the reason he can hold his hammer is because he's worthy. Because the enchantment works for him. So I think the answer is going to be Hulk. Though he also has one that says, well, it depends on whether you're talking about the comics or the movies. So I don't know what he wants exactly, but I'm going to go with Hulk. How many personalities can Hulk have? Oh my god. These answers. The answers I can go with are, what? I thought he was just an angry Dumbo who smashes everything. He can be savage and stupid, but also very smart. And also known as Professor Hulk. There's also Gray Hulk, who also has his own personality. And then there is, he only has one personality. There are many Hulks, but they are all different people who have mutated or given Hulk's blood. And Jennifer Walters was hospitalized because she lost lots of amounts of blood. Eric gave some of his blood to Jennifer, which caused her to turn into you. Well, it's not personalities. It's different people within the same body. That is. Scientifically, what it is with someone with DID is different people. It's not personalities. So Hulk, I'm guessing what they mean is Savage Hulk. Is only one personality. So they are all many different people who have mutated or given Hulk's blood, but it's not quite that because they are in the same body. And Jennifer Walters is a completely different thing. I don't know which one of these he wants me to. So I'm gonna try the third one. Let's see if I end up getting this. How many questions I end up thinks I got right. What happens when Hulk becomes the angriest he's ever been? The answers are either gamma radiation comes out of his body, a single thunder underclap can become just as powerful as a nuke, he can become just as powerful as a god, or he goes on a rampage. Pretty sure all of the above can happen. I'm gonna go with, he goes on a rampage. And this question is, says, yo, if you're a Marvel fan, you should follow me and chat with me. I'm not gonna do that. Because you seem absolutely insane. Or start a war with me about who's stronger, or Hulk or Thor, so I can destroy you. Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. Anyway, here's another Hulk quiz to take if you're bored. No, I'm not gonna take that quiz. And a poll I need y'all to take. No, I'm not gonna take. What? Yeah, I'm gonna just do the question marks to answer. Let's see. Apparently, I got 58% correct. Okay, great. This was a terrible quiz. I want an actual good quiz. Oh my god. Alright, I don't think I'm going to find a good trivia quiz about them. So, to end off this episode of this video, I'm going to do a personality quiz that's of am I more like She-Hulk or the Incredible Hulk? This could be fun. Alright, so first, I have to choose a Marvel character to defend in court. Oh my god. I'm gonna defend. So my options are Wanda Maximoff, Tony Stark, Bucky Barnes, or Nebula. I think I'm gonna defend and Bucky Barnes because I think he's the easiest defense there. He was brainwashed for his crimes. Let's go with that. Which of these would you most likely risk your life for? Recognition, family, justice, or redemption? I will go with... So either I will choose justice or family. I think I'll go family. Choose something to do at Bruce's retreat in Mexico. So I can either eat some hot Cheetos with chopsticks, drink up at Bruce's bar, Smart Hulk's guided meditation, or Hulk training exercises. I think I want to eat some hot Cheetos with chopsticks. Which of these words best describes you? I would like to believe the choices are caring, loyal, confident, or optimistic. I would like to believe that I'm caring. So I think that's going to be the one I choose. Choose somebody who the Hulk has to fight. Who has had to fight. My choices are Hela, Abomination, Thanos, or Loki. Let's go with Loki. Choose an iconic Bruce Banner / the Hulk quote. There's an Ant-Man and a Spider-Man? That's my secret, Captain. I'm always angry. Time travel! What? I see this as an absolute win. I thought it'd be nicer. I mean, not that it's not nice, it's just on fire. I'm gonna go with, that's my secret, Captain. I'm always angry. Choose a Disney Plus series. So, we either get WandaVision, which a great show, not great ending, in my opinion. Moon Knight, not good show, in my opinion. We have the final two options are Loki or Hawkeye. I think I gotta go with Hawkeye. If it were Loki season one, I might have chose Loki. But the whole show of Loki, I'm not big on season two. I know most people love it, but it was confusing as heck to me. But Hawkeye was just amazing the whole way through. And really did actually surprise me when Kingpin showed up. And finally, what's the first thing you do if you became a Hulk? Move across the world to get away from civilization, train to become a superhero, go on a bunch of dates, act like it never happened, and return to my normal life. I think I'm gonna train to become a superhero. I got Bruce Banner, the Incredible Hulk. Yay! You're the OG Hulk. Bruce Banner, you're the kind of person whose endgame is always to make people happy. Yes! Regardless of the kind of power you're given, you might lash out every once in a while, while you're generally a calm and caring person with more patience than the rest of us combined. You're compassionate, wise, and a great person to talk to. This is all what I strive to be, so this is absolutely perfect in my opinion. But to everyone listening, let me know, which one do you think I'm more like? Hulk or She-Hulk? Let me know if you listen to this episode. That is everything that I'm going to do for this recording. Let me know what you think. Think of this episode. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to see again analysis, please give it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or 5-star rating on Spotify. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the episode, so please let me know. If you'd like to listen more from me, please subscribe. I have many more game analysis filming for me, so keep on the eye on the lookout. This again is your host, Master John, signing off.